Economic stress is everywhere in our society today, and it's taking a toll on us. In fact, in some of the studies that have been done on the causes of depression, stress is the number one cause and the number one stress that people experience that causes them to be depressed and anxious is economic stress. Mind-body medicine is enormously powerful. Learning how to use your mind to affect your body and your body to help your mind to function more efficiently and better and more imaginatively. It can't directly put money in your pocket. On the other hand, it can help you create the conditions in yourself so that you will deal with economic stress far more effectively. First of all, we've got to accept the fact that economic stress is serious. It is something that's very real and something that does prey on our mind. That's the beginning point. Second of all, if we can relax our minds and our body, we have to understand that we can improve our capacity for making good decisions, that we can improve the use of our imagination and our intuition to figure out what we should do about the economic situation, and we can relax with what we're experiencing so that we're not so overwhelmed by it. Now, there are a few very simple techniques that I want to share with you. First is breathing deeply and slowly, in through the nose, out through the mouth, with your belly soft. It creates a state of relaxation, and you can enhance this relaxation by saying to yourself, soft as you breathe in, and belly as you breathe out. And in that state of relaxation, the so-called higher functions in your brain begin to work more efficiently. It's easier to make decisions. It's easier to use your intuition and imagination to see things that you may have missed, to find solutions that had eluded you up till this time. Second technique is movement, physical exercise. This is one of the most powerful, stress-lowering, mood-improving, mind-clearing techniques that we have. And any kind can be useful. I like to go for a walk. I find that's enormously helpful, going for a walk for half an hour, 40 minutes, or even an hour every day. Puts me in a different frame of mind, no matter what kind of stress I'm facing. Third is find someone or someones with whom you can talk, with whom you can share what's going on. One of the terrible things that we feel if we're under economic stress, if we've lost a job, is we're not good enough. Why did that happen to me? What was wrong with me? Why did I make those bad decisions? If you can share what's going on with you, the embarrassment, maybe even the shame and the anxiety, with somebody else, perhaps somebody who's been through similar situations, you may actually transform that sense of I've done something wrong to a kind of amused acceptance of the fact that all of us have done something wrong in our lives. All of us may have contributed in some ways to our difficulties. It's okay. It's not that you're not a man or not a woman, not a mature person because you've lost your job. You're just a human being who's vulnerable like other human beings. The fourth approach that I also recommend that I have found personally to be useful when I'm facing economic challenges and others as well, is to be grateful for what I do have. Doesn't make the economic difficulty go away, but it changes your appreciation of all aspects of your daily life. And in that sense of appreciation, of gratefulness for what you do have, the economic challenges seem less overwhelming. Breathing deeply, moving the body, sharing what's going on with someone else, feeling grateful for what you have, and understanding that this is a real challenge. Economic difficulties, whether it's loss of a job or not enough income, these are real challenges that you can deal with. As we close, I'd like to just sit with you for a moment, as I like to do at the end of any time that I've spent with people. And just relax for a moment, breathing deeply, in through the nose, out through the mouth, the belly soft, grateful for the time that we've had together, for what we've been able to share. Breathing deeply. And now opening our eyes, perhaps a little more relaxed about what we have to face, a little more at ease with taking steps to do it.